This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, export sales surprisingly strong. Last week, U.S. shippers sold over 390,000 bales of upland cotton, but canceled nearly 109,000 bales as well. The result, net new sales totaling 288,700 bales, largest increases to Pakistan, who took nearly 126,000, China, over 81,000, and Mexico, nearly 42,000. Egypt and Vietnam were also in on that. Pima sales very strong at 32,700 bales. 16 destinations, net buyers. That's a welcome expansion, according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association in market breadth. Combining shipments continued to be healthy at 244,700 bales. Shipments since August 1st have reached over 3 million bales versus 2.3 million this time last year. Already has the U.S. well ahead of the necessary pace to hit the current USDA export target. And finally, we'll watch this week for export sales on Thursday and cotton on call on Thursday. It's presented by Plains Cotton Cooperative Association online, pcca.com. I'm Tony St. James.